Well, God bless you. It's great to be with you today, and I hope you'll stay connected with us during the week through our daily podcast, our YouTube channel, and social media, and you can come visit us in person. We'd love to have you be a part of one of our services. I'd like to start with something funny, and I heard about this pastor that decided to skip church one Sunday morning and go play golf. He told his assistant that he wasn't feeling well and drove to a golf course in another city where nobody would know him. He teed off on the first hole. A huge gust of wind caught his ball, carried it an extra 100 yards, and dropped it right in the hole for a 450-yard hole-in-one. An angel looked at God and said, "What did you do that for?" God smiled and said, "Who's he gonna tell?" All right, y'all, say it like you mean it. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess, my mind is alert, my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. God bless you. I want to speak to you today on you're being talked about. God has already lined up the right people to open doors for you, and to show you favor, to help you out of a difficulty. Some dreams we can't accomplish on our own. Some challenges we can't get through by ourselves. We tried our best, but we couldn't start the business, or we weren't able to break the addiction, or still haven't met the right person. Seems like we're stuck. We don't see any other options. But what you can't see is God is talking about you to other people. He's speaking to them to be good to you. You may not even know them. They're not in your contacts, but God will cause them to see you. He'll put you on their mind and give them the desire to help you. They may not know why, but suddenly they want to put in a good word for you. They go out of their way to help your child or lend their influence to move you forward. These are not things that you could make happen. This is the hand of God ordering your steps and ordering the steps of the people you need. This is why you don't have to live worried, wondering how it's going to work out, discouraged over a situation that's not changing. On your own, you may be stuck, but you're not on your own. God is working behind the scenes. He's speaking to people right now to show you favor, to give you that contract, to be good to that loved one, to help turn that problem around. You don't have to try to manipulate people, strive and strain. Maybe they'll be good to me. That's going to wear you out. That's not your job. That's God's job. He will speak to people that you've never thought of. Unlikely. You didn't have a connection with that person. There was no reason for them to even think about you, but God put you on their mind. He gave them the desire to be good to you. And here's the key. Sometimes you don't even know they did it. You just see the good break, the promotion, the turnaround. You don't realize behind the scenes, God used that person to orchestrate it all. They put in a good word. They told the contract to come to you. They had mercy and the problem worked out. God's been talking about you your whole life to people, whispering to them to be good to you, causing them to notice you, want to help, giving them that feeling to go out of their way and make you shine. When you understand this, it takes the pressure off, striving, straining, thinking we're stuck. You can live from a place of peace, a place of hope. God, my life is in your hands. Lord, I thank you that you've ordered my steps and the steps of the people that I need, that you're speaking to those who are instrumental to my destiny, making things happen that I could never make happen. See, in life, we all have times when people are talking about us. Normally, that's a negative connotation. But I want you to know today that God is talking about you. He has these destiny moments where he'll speak to people that will do things that thrust you into your purpose. We see this in the scripture with Ruth. Her husband died at a young age, and she became a widow. And
She was so heartbroken, never dreamed life would turn out this way. Her mother-in-law, Naomi, was a widow as well. Since both of her sons had passed, she decided to move back home to Bethlehem. She told Ruth and her other daughter-in-law, Orpah, to move back to their hometowns and go on with their life. Orpah headed out, but Ruth said, "No, Naomi, I'm not going to leave. I'm going to go with you and take care of you." They moved to Bethlehem. The problem was they didn't have any resources, didn't have any way to buy food, and looked like they weren't going to make it. So Ruth got up early in the morning and went out into the fields to pick up the leftover grain that the workers had missed. She didn't know anyone. She didn't ask for permission. She just took a chance, hoping that they wouldn't make her leave. Out of all the fields, she chose the one owned by a man named Boaz. He was very influential, very wealthy. He lived in a different city. Normally, he wouldn't be there. But the day Ruth went out into the fields, verse 4 says, just then Boaz arrived. Of all the times he could have come, he came the very day that Ruth went out there. God knows not only who you're going to need, but when you're going to need them. He's ordering the steps of the people that are necessary for your destiny. Quit worrying about how it's going to work out. God's in control of your life. He's working behind the scenes, arranging exactly what you need. And here, all these workers are out in the fields, acres and acres, hundreds of people. Boaz looks out, and the first person he sees is Ruth. She could have been hidden behind bushes, or blocked by piles of wheat, or on the other side of the hill. God had her at the right place at the right time. He caused Boaz to notice her. She could have blended in. Look like all the other workers, but God knows how to make you stand out. He knows how to draw people to you. You don't have to try to get attention, make yourself be seen, be sure people know you're there, know what you can do. No, be still and trust God to do it. Be your best where you are, and He will make you shine. Ruth wasn't trying to manipulate things, convince people to like her. She was just gathering food to take care of her mother-in-law, working hard, being a blessing, doing the right thing when the wrong thing had happened. She could have been bitter, angry. "God, my husband died. This is not fair." But in her time of need, she was being a blessing to someone else. When life throws you a curve, don't get bitter. Keep doing the right thing. God sees the hurt, the loneliness, what wasn't fair. That's not how your story ends. That's just one chapter. Don't get stuck there. Turn the page. Keep going to work with a good attitude. Keep being good to people when you don't feel like it. Keep praising when you could be complaining. Your time is coming. There's another chapter, a chapter of victory, a chapter of joy, a chapter of beauty for those ashes. Verse 5 says, Boaz asked his workers, "Who is that girl?" There were hundreds of people out in the field. No doubt many that he didn't know, but for some reason, his attention was drawn to Ruth. They told him that she was a widow that had moved there with her mother-in-law, Naomi. Boaz called his foreman over, said in verse 15, "I want you to drop handfuls of wheat on purpose for Ruth. Leave them in her path to make it easy for her. Make sure that no one bothers her." Before, Ruth was having to work hard and strain, getting a little left over here and there. Can imagine, people were giving her a hard time. "Lady, what are you doing out here? You gotta leave." She wasn't wanted, on edge, fearful. Then all of a sudden, everyone was nice to her, accommodating. Not only that, there was more wheat than she could gather. Wasn't a struggle trying to find a little leftover piece here and there. She had abundance, overflow, filled up one bag, then another and another. Here's my point. She's being blessed over a conversation that she knew nothing about. She's seeing an increase in favor because someone was talking about her behind the scenes. Someone put in a good word that she had never met. She didn't know why it was happening. She couldn't figure out what had changed. All she knew is she had stepped into abundance that she had never seen. You don't know who God has talking about you. You don't know who He's going to cause to notice you. Now, Joel, I think I'm stuck where I am. I don't have any connections. My boss doesn't even pay attention to me. Your boss doesn't control the universe. People are not ordering your steps. God is. He's speaking to people about you that you know nothing about. There are conversations happening where, like Ruth, you're going to walk into favor, open doors, divine connections that you can't explain. All of a sudden, opportunity, the problem turns around, abundance. You think, why did this happen? It's because God's talking about you. He's orchestrating what you need to move you into your purpose. When we were trying to acquire this place, the former Compact Center, it was owned by the city. We needed 10 votes from the city council members. We had worked for over a year, and we finally had all 10. We were so happy. Out of 15 members, we had convinced just enough. But 3 days before the final vote, one of the council members got so much pressure from the other side, he decided to be out of town for the vote. Him not being there meant we wouldn't get the facility. It's the last council meeting of the year, the final one for Mayor Brown, who had been so good to us. And we were tempted to get discouraged, all this hard work, and now it looked like it wasn't going to happen. And the day before the vote, I went to see a council member that had been against us the whole time. I had given him my best speeches, told him how we were going to be good for the city. I'd put on all my charm, smile my biggest smile. None of that had worked. I thought, you know what? I have nothing to lose. I'm going to go see him one more time. I walked into the office, prepared for my big speech. He said, Joel, you don't have to say anything. I'm going to vote for you. Amen. I thought I was hearing things. I nearly passed out. He went on to tell how the night before, he received a call from an older Jewish woman that had been a close friend of the family when he was growing up, someone they greatly admired and respected. He had not spoken with her in over 20 years, but she told him in no uncertain terms he was to vote for Lakewood having the Compact Center. What's amazing is I don't know the lady. I've never met her. I didn't ask her to call. That was God speaking to her about us. God working behind the scenes, giving her that desire to pick up the phone and speak passionately on our behalf. I walked into the meeting that day expecting contention, pushback, having to debate, but I had the victory and didn't even have to fight. There were conversations happening on my behalf that I knew nothing about. People I had never spoken to stepping in and using their influence to open a door. You may have dreams that look impossible, doors shut tightly. You don't have the experience, the funds, but you don't know who God is speaking to about you. You don't know who He's causing to notice you. You are not doing life on your own. The Most High God is behind the scenes speaking to people that you've never met and you may never meet, to convince that company to do business with you, to show mercy to your child, to introduce you to that person where you fall in love. God is working, not just speaking to you, giving you wisdom, direction, but He's speaking to other people about you. And often at the time, you don't realize it. You're just out in the fields like Ruth, being your best. Seems like it's always going to be a struggle. No sign of things changing, but people are having conversations about you. God is whispering your name in their ear, giving them the desire, that impression to be good to you. That lady that called for us, I don't think she really knew why she did it. Maybe she saw us on television. Hey, I like their services. She could have never known the impact of that one call. Without her, we may not be in this building. We may not have seen all the lives that were changed, but God is not going to let you miss your destiny. And there will be times that you're over your head, you're at your limits, you've done all you can, You prayed, you believed, you worked hard. It's not improving. Don't worry. God is speaking to the people you need that can do what you can't do. Your Boazes, leave them handfuls on purpose. Your people that need to call, vote for them, have in the building. Conversations are happening that you know nothing about. God is speaking to people to open doors for you, to bring contracts, to help turn problems around. A couple of years after I started ministering, Victoria and I went on vacation to California with our two small children. We'd been there a few days, and that Sunday I woke up and watched a local minister on television. He was really good. I said, Victoria, let's go to his church today. Normally, when we're on vacation, we're not looking to go to church. I know you think I'm holier than that, but we're in church all the time. And it had been so busy with my dad passing and all the changes, raising little children. But for some reason, I wanted to go to church. I went to the bellman to get the car, and I showed him the address and the church I wanted to go to, and I asked him how to get there. He said, this will take an hour and a half. It's a long way away. We wouldn't make it in time. He said, but I know another good church. It's just 15 minutes down the road. I think you'll really like it. We were already dressed and ready, so we went. We sat in the back, and it was a great service, great worship. The pastor came out, and I thought, I know who he is. I've seen him too on television. It was Phil Muncy. He looked back at one point and said, is that you, Joel? Come up and pray over the people. We had never met, but that day was a divine connection. After the service, we exchanged numbers. At that time, I didn't know many pastors. I'd worked behind the scenes for 17 years, but Phil is a fourth generation pastor. He knows everyone. He's outgoing. He loves encouraging ministers. A couple of years later, we were back out in California. Phil said, Joel, come with me to this book convention this afternoon. He said, you'll meet a lot of publishers, and I know you'll enjoy it. Well, the last thing I wanted to do was go to a book convention. I wanted to go to the beach. I said, Phil, no thanks. I'll go there after I get my root canal, but I'm not going there today. Somehow, he talked me into it. Well, that's where I met a man named Rolf, who worked for Time Warner Publishing. He offered me a contract to write my first book. Phil is now on staff with us, part of our speaking team, heads up our pastor's network. Here's my point. The whole reason I got connected with Phil was that bellman. The interesting thing is, Phil doesn't know him. He didn't ask, hey, put in a good word for me. Send people my way. I wasn't trying to go to Phil's church. I had a better church. I mean, another church. But God is speaking to people about you. He's putting you on the mind of the people you need. You can't make this happen. This is the sovereignty of God working out His plan for your life. Only God could have orchestrated all those things falling into place. Us choosing that city to go on vacation, me seeing that other minister on television, the bellman knowing Phil's church. Little did I realize that was all leading to a connection to write my book, Your Best Life Now. It's on the bestsellers list for 2 years. I couldn't have planned all that. It was the hand of God speaking to the right people about my destiny. You don't know who God is speaking to you about right now. You can't hear the conversations that are taking place, the desires God's putting in people to be good to you, to mention your name, to show your favor. You may never meet these people, but they released the blessing. They left handfuls on purpose. They connected to you to someone that was instrumental to your destiny. Think about David. He was in the shepherd's fields, 17 years old, taking care of his father's sheep. His brothers were in the army. They had a prestigious position. People looked up to them. But David was doing something that felt insignificant. He had big dreams in his heart. He could feel those seeds of greatness telling him he was going to leave his mark. All the circumstances said he was stuck. It was lonely out there, boring. I'm sure there were times he felt forgotten. God, is this all there is? But God is not going to let you miss your purpose. You are not at the mercy of just who you know, your family, your friends, your colleagues. David didn't have any substantial connections. He came from a low-income family. But God is not limited by who's in your contacts. He will speak to people that you don't have relationship with. You've never interacted with them, but God will drop your name in their spirit. He'll give them a desire to be good to you. The prophet Samuel was in another city, minding his own business. God told him to go to Jesse's house, David's father, and anoint him as one of the next king, anoint one of his sons as the next king of Israel. David was out in the fields when Samuel came knocking on the door. Before long, they were calling David in, and Samuel anointed him as the next king. David didn't campaign for that position, try to convince Samuel to pick him. God picked him. God put David's name in Samuel's heart. David thought he was stuck, but there were conversations about him that he knew nothing about. Samuel was already on the way with the oil in his hand, a destiny moment that would forever change David's life. And what's interesting is David had never met Samuel. This was all happening behind the scenes, the sovereignty of God, bringing people that are instrumental to your destiny. You couldn't make it happen. You couldn't plan it, manipulate it. This is God doing what only He can do. And if you knew who God was speaking to on your behalf, you wouldn't live worried, thinking you're stuck. Oh man, Joel, the problem's too big. My child's never gonna get back on course. I don't have enough votes for my compact center, for my dream. Neither did we, but I can assure you, God is talking about you to the people you need, people that will thrust you into your purpose. You're concerned about who you're gonna meet, who you're gonna marry, do I have the connections? Stay in peace. God has it all figured out. You just keep honoring Him, and He'll bring the ones that are instrumental for your destiny. He'll talk to the bellman to put in a good word for you, even though you don't know him. He'll cause Boaz to notice you and tell the workers to be kind. He'll send that Jewish lady to convince the council member that you couldn't convince. You're not doing this on your own. God is working behind the scenes. A lady named Beverly called our SiriusXM program this week, and she'd been perfectly healthy, but she started having really bad headaches. And they lasted all day, and she'd go to bed at night hoping to get some relief. The next morning, they were as strong as ever. She said, worse than a migraine. This went on for over a month and got to the point where there'd be these spikes of pain, so excruciating, all she could do was hold her head and tears coming down her face. One day she was driving home from work and her head was hurting so badly, when she pulled in the driveway, she couldn't get out of the car. She just sat there with her head down, not knowing how she could go on. A few minutes later, she heard a ping on her phone, letting her know she had a message. She looked down and saw an instant message with the name of a girl she had gone to high school with 35 years earlier. They're in their 50s now. It read, Beverly, please call me. I have to talk to you. Left a number. Beverly wasn't friends with this girl. They didn't hang around each other. There was no reason for her to be reaching out. She thought it was probably a mistake and ignored it. A few minutes later, it dinged again. She dialed the number. The voice on the other line was so surprised. Said, Beverly, I can't believe it's you. Are you okay? Beverly was so taken aback. She said, yes, I'm fine. Why are you calling? The lady said, I laid down to go to bed, but I heard your name so clearly that I couldn't sleep. I had to get up and call. Beverly's heart was beating so fast. She knew it was the hand of God. The lady asked if she could pray for her. As she began to pray, Beverly said it was like someone flipped a switch. Instantly, the headache left. All the pain, the discomfort, and it never did come back. That day was a turning point. Why did that friend decide to call out of the blue? Why couldn't she sleep that night? because God is speaking to people about you. Behind the scenes, He's putting you on their minds, causing you to be noticed, giving them the desire to be good to you, show you favor, help you through the problem. Quit worrying about how it's going to work out. Do you have the connections? What if you don't get that break? God is in control of your life, and He's in control of the people you need. You are not at the mercy of what you can do on your own. God has already lined up people that will move you into your destiny. The Boazes to tell the workers to lead the grain on purpose. People that will use their influence to bring you into blessings you can't explain. When you run out of options and you don't have the ability to change it, God has the Jewish woman, like He did for us, that changed the council member's mind. When you're in a challenge and you don't see a way out, like with Beverly, God will put you on the right people's mind that will be there to do what you couldn't do. You don't have to go after them. Like David, Samuel will come looking for you. When you understand that God is talking about you, you'll go through the day filled with hope, with an expectancy down in your spirit, knowing that at any moment, things can shift in your favor. The right person show up, the problem resolved, that new door open. You know that God hasn't brought you this far to leave you. And sure, there are times that we feel stuck and that obstacle looks too big, but you have to remind yourself, conversations are happening about you that you know nothing about. God is speaking to the people you need to become who you were created to be. Now stay in faith, keep doing the right thing. I believe and declare, like Ruth, you're about to come into your handfuls on purpose. Blessings you didn't see coming. Favor that catapults you ahead. Problems suddenly turning around. Promotion, spouses, healing, the fullness of your destiny in Jesus' name. And if you receive it, can you say amen? Amen. I receive it as well. Let's pray together. Father, if you got 5 minutes, stick with me. Father, thank you for what we've heard today. I know it falls on great ground. Faithful people here at Lakewood. Lord, we're going out of here with a greater trust in you. Lord, there are situations all of us have. We don't know how they're going to work out, but Lord, we know you're working behind the scenes. Lord, I thank you like I just declared, like you did for Ruth, that we will come into the handfuls on purpose. Like you did for David, Lord, our Samuels will show up. Lord, we trust you. We're going to keep honoring you. We're going to keep being our best where we are. Lord, I thank you that you're working behind the scenes. And I thank you that you're bringing the right people. And Lord, I just speak blessings over everyone under the sound of my voice. As they go out this week and their children, just think of that your angels are watching after them, protecting them, a flourishing week in Jesus' name. With our heads bowed in prayer, just a quick question, if you don't mind. If your heart stopped beating in the next few minutes, are you at peace with God? Do you know where you'd spend eternity if you died a little while from now? If not, I would love to pray with you. I'm not here to condemn anybody. I'm here to help you find a new beginning. I know this comes from a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And in just a moment, if you're not at peace with the Lord, or maybe you are a Christian, but you've grown cold toward God. You know you need to rededicate your life. You need a fresh new start. If that's you, in just a moment, I'm going to ask you to take a step of faith and stand right where you are, and we'll pray together. I can't think of a better time to get on the road to victory than right now. God is not mad at you. Your sins have already been forgiven. All you have to do is accept the free gift of Christ's salvation. Will you do it today? The enemy in your thoughts, he'll whisper, do it next week. Do it another time. Listen to what the Bible says. Today is the day of salvation. Don't put it off. You're not hearing this by accident. But Joel, it's embarrassing to stand in front of everyone. Have people at the house. I can't lift my hand. Listen to what Jesus said. If you won't be ashamed of me before people, then I won't be ashamed of you before my Father in heaven. I'm going to give you a great opportunity to show God that you're not ashamed of Him. If you're not at peace with the Lord, or you just need to rededicate your life, you need a fresh new start, a new beginning. If that's you, would you be bold, take that step of faith and stand right where you are, and we'll pray together. Would you do that? Come on, Lakewood. Let's give them a hand as they stand all over the building. Come on, don't put it off. I feel like there ought to be others. Your heart's beating fast. Up top, watching, listening. Lakewood, one more clap. They're still standing. Anybody else? Well, God bless you. And please remain standing if you don't mind. And let me tell you how proud we are of you. I know that took courage to take this step of faith. And more importantly, I know God's never going to be ashamed of you because you took this stand today. So know that we're proud of you. More importantly, God's proud of you. But the scripture says that whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Let me help you to call. Do you mind all praying this after me? Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins. Come into my heart. I make you my Lord and Savior. Amen. We'll remain standing one more moment if you don't mind. I want to tell you again how much we love you. We're going to be praying for you. I also want to give you a personal invitation and a challenge to come back and be with us on a regular basis. We ask new believers, give us the next year of your life. Make a commitment, just like you go to work, that it's a priority. You're going to be here for the next year. Every time you can, I'll make a promise. Before that year is over, your life will never be the same for the better. We're going to help you grow and become who God's created you to be. I know I said it earlier Sunday, you're probably busy, you got a lot of things to, but there is a blessing on your life when you get in a good community of faith and you put God first place. Not only that, you can come and get involved in some of our teams, ushers, choirs, greeters, a lot of awesome people here at Lakewood. You can get plugged in and just meet some lifelong friends, I believe, here at Lakewood. Hey, after service, there's a room called New Beginnings right over here. If you need anything, I'm going to be back there. If you can't stop by today, whenever you can, I'd love to meet you and your family. Classes after service, online. But here's the thing. The moment you stood up, God washed away all your sins, your mistakes, your failures. You are starting with a fresh, clean slate. Write it down in your Bible. March 2nd, 2025, a new day of victory in your life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, let's all stand together if you don't mind. Thanks for coming out today. How many of you are going home better off than you were before? Amen. It's been awesome having you here. Until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord show you His favor and have mercy on you. And may the Lord watch over you and give you His peace. We love you very much. Have a great week. We'll see you back real soon.